New Earth Podcast is supported by listeners like you. If you'd like to donate or support the show, head on over to patreon.com/New Earth, and that's spelled N-U-Earth. As a Patreon member, you'll also receive bonus episodes with fellow guests, monthly virtual gatherings with me, and any book giveaways that we're doing for the month. Become a Patreon subscriber today and receive one of our New Earth stickers designed by Vero Coya. Hey tribe, it's Nixie Marie. You're listening to New Earth, a podcast where each week we explore the relationship between spirituality and sustainability and how these topics play an important role in the evolution of humankind. Together, we aim to remember our connection with Mother Nature to heal ourselves and save our planet. Welcome, Earth Warriors. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back, tribe. Thank you for being here. I'm coming at you live from Chicala, Mexico. I have arrived in a beautiful, beautiful sanctuary jungle space, crossing over from the Sea of Cortez. And it has been a lovely journey. As many of you know, I'm currently sailing through Mexico. Left LA in November to explore what it would look like to live on a sustainable boat. Go minimal and really walk my talk in the world and realms of sustainability. And this place is just divine. I feel home and at home here in Chicala. Never knew this place even existed, but it is a little piece of paradise. And I'm just kind of going to send you guys that energy. This is a very sacred place. There's a lot of native energy. We just got done with a tour, walking through the jungle, learning about some of the petroglyphs that are around this area, which is symbols and etchings carved out on rocks from many, many, many centuries ago, telling stories about, you know, the ancient modern ways from the Huichol tribes and their ancestors. So I'm immersed in that sacred energy today, and I'm actually going to participate in my first ever sweat lodge ceremony tonight. It is almost Earth Day when I'm recording this. And I'm going to definitely be doing a podcast on that. So stay tuned, you guys. But we have a very lovely guest on the show today. And that's what we're going to be discussing. We talk about something that is very dear to my heart. I love this topic. And we get to talk about mushrooms today. So if you've been interested in learning about the benefits of mushrooms, or even wanting to understand, you know, what can you do with mushrooms on the day-to-day? What is the power of cordyceps? How can it help boost your energy? We have the lovely Alex Dorr on the podcast today. Alex Dorr is the founder and CEO of the functional mushroom company, Mushroom Revival Incorporated. Alex also co-hosts the number one mushroom podcast in the world, the Mushroom Revival Podcast, alongside his loving partner, Lyra Nemacol. After earning his degree in mycology, Alex authored the book, My Core Mediation Handbook, a grassroots guide to growing mushrooms and cleaning up toxic waste with fungi. So he's a wealth of information, and I have just been immersed in such a lovely interview, learning about, you know, the different benefits in and why we should even, you know, really look into the mushroom colony and the fungi world, and how the fungi world is all connected and has this biodiverse way of communicating and creating a network underneath the soil to create pathways of connection and communication, which is fascinating to me. And also we talk about a little bit about the benefits of microdosing psilocybin, which is something that I have been recently dabbling in with. And we talk a little about why, you know, those experiences are so beneficial and how they can really help you if you're interested in going down that journey, or even if you're a skeptic. Alex has a wealth of information, as well as the podcast and some book recommendations on the show today. So I'd love to introduce Alex to the show. He also has, like I said, he has a product line, so he's going to be getting into some of the benefits of his tinctures that he makes and why using a tincture, maybe versus powders, which, you know, none is better than the other, but just the differences in what our body types need. So I am introducing the lovely Alex Dorr to the show today, and I hope you enjoy this episode on mushrooms and the power of them and the magic and how we can truly reap the benefits of the beautiful things found in nature. Hello, fellow earthlings. Welcome back to another episode of New Earth Podcast. I'm excited for this show today. I get to talk about something that I really enjoy and really love, which is mushrooms. And we have the lovely Alex Dorr here with us on the show today. Welcome to New Earth Podcast, Alex. How are you doing?
Thanks. Oh, I'm doing excellent today. Staying busy and still in love with mushrooms. So that's a good sign.
That's a good sign, especially because it's something you seem to live and breathe.
It is. I joke that I actually am a mushroom, and it's crazy. We share over 50% of our DNA with fungi, and it's something that kind of freaks a lot of people out, and it makes my job a lot more interesting because, you know, here in North America, we don't have a rich history with mushrooms and fungi, but it pops up in everybody's daily life, right? And people don't realize that they consume fungi on a daily basis. If they're eating bread in the morning, they're consuming yeast, which is fungi. If every breath that they take, they're breathing in hundreds, if not thousands, of mushroom spores. And if they drink beer at the end of the day, that's also yeast. It's a fungi. If they've ever had penicillin, that's from fungi, a penicillin mold. And the list goes on and on. So, you know, fungi are everywhere. There's, you know, miles and miles of fungi below your feet, every step that you take. And they're just really the stewards of our forests and ecosystems. So it's really special to study it and also get on platforms like yours to help spread the word of how amazing they are.
As I'm sure we're going to dive into all those amazing benefits and everything that we can explore within mushrooms today, because to be honest, it's really been a while since we've had a conversation around mushrooms. And so it was a great, great timing for us to be able to educate our audience here, as well as I get to learn myself from you, someone who has devoted their life to the powers of mushrooms. So before we get into all that interview, I always love to ask my guests these questions before we get started. You told me earlier you're from Austin, Texas. So how do you personally connect to the land that you live on?
In so many various ways. And I'm pretty new to Austin, Texas. I've only lived about a year here, so I feel so new to this area. I'm still learning all the different plants and the seasons and the fungi, the animals here. I'm constantly being blown away on a daily basis, and it feels like brand new, and just working in the earth, and it feels very foreign. I've lived most of my life in the Northeast of the US. And so being in this new environment, new biodiversity, new ecosystem, new land, new people, new culture, new everything, it is very cool. And I love it so far, but there's infinite ways we can connect with the world around us. Fungi is one aspect, is one of my favorite portals to find that connection. And anyone getting into mushrooms, it's funny, the next time they, a new person just discovering how cool mushrooms are, the next time they go out in the woods or just go outside, they'll always text me later being like, I never knew how many mushrooms were out there until I started looking. And they're like, oh, they come in all different colors and shapes and sizes. And, it's unbelievable. And, you know, fungi are their own kingdom or queendom. So they're different than plants. They're different from animals. They're different from bacteria. They have their own kingdom or queendom, which encompasses yeast, as I talked about before, and molds and the cap and stem mushrooms that we all know from grocery stores or the emoji on our phone. And they, you know, there's estimated 5 million species of fungi out there, and only 120,000 have been described. So there's still so much that we don't know about fungi, and that's just one little fraction or sliver of the natural world. And so, you know, why are we even here? We're just consciousness being conscious of consciousness itself, and in this divine awareness and discovery of who are we? What are we doing here? And so that's beautiful to take it from the lens of fungi. It's just a great starting point.
So are there a lot of fungi growing around the Austin, Texas area?
Not as much as I'm used to. Right. I will tell you that it is pretty dry here. And I'm an avid traveler. I travel all over the world as much as possible. And COVID has been hard for me. I've been feeling pretty cooped up. And I have traveled a few times. And I actually got to Costa Rica not too long ago, a few weeks ago. And now that things are starting to open up, people are getting vaccinated, XYZ. And so, you know, there are fungi here. There are mushrooms. We get chanterelles. We get some cordyceps. We get, you know, we're just wrapping up as we're recording. It's April 21st. And so we're on the tail end of morel season. And these are just delicious mushrooms. Elusive, really hard to cultivate. And they're super delicious. And they pair really well with like ramps and a lot of other spring delectables. So yeah, there are mushrooms here, just not as abundant as I want. But that being said, I have most of my background is in, you know, the laboratory setting with working with mycology or the study of fungi or mushrooms. And I have a commercial cultivation background. So I worked in dozens of different mushroom farms all across the world. And you know, growing mushrooms a lot of times is indoors, but you can do it outdoors in these hoop houses or something. So, you know, weather definitely affects it. But, you know, as we're learning more about agriculture, especially indoor agriculture and working with mushrooms, you can really grow them in any climate, which is super exciting, you know. Yeah. And even on the home scale, like I have a small shiitake mushroom block just growing on our kitchen shelf. And so we can just pick it off when we're ready and throw it into a stir fry. And it's really, you know, even if it's 130 degrees out, you know, we can grow shiitakes indoors and have fresh food, which is super exciting.
So how did you get into this path with mushrooms? Were you always a earth dweller where you were just inspired by nature or and kind of getting your hands in the dirt? Or was this something that kind of came later in life for you?
It really started with my own health. So when I was younger, I got diagnosed with chronic depression and anxiety, and then later Lyme disease, and went from being super energetic and full of life to just bedridden, painful joints, just always in pain, inflamed, brain fog, XYZ. It was bad. And so through that, I committed myself to live and lead a healthier way of life, right? And through that journey, I discovered through my research, I discovered the supportive effects of functional mushrooms for overall health. And functional mushrooms are not edible mushrooms. They're not magic mushrooms. They're a class of mushrooms that support your overall health and wellness, from supporting your immune system, supporting energy, cognitive function, a sense of calm, these sort of things. And so functional mushrooms just really stuck out. And, you know, as I dove deeper, I realized that mushrooms didn't stop there, right? And they can, you know, or fungi can can clean up oil spills. They can create new styrofoam for packaging. They can create faux meats. Yeah. They can, you know, create new bitter blockers, new dyes, new, and the list goes on and on and on. And I was just blown away about the lack of resources and people talking about mushrooms and fungi. And like, why is this elusive kingdom or queendom that we are not really talking about in North America? I mean, it's different in like Northern Europe or, you know, some places in Mexico or China, Japan, like some mycophilic cultures that have a rich history. But, you know, especially in the United States, we really don't. We are a melting pot, so we get some sort of influence. Unfortunately, a lot of our history has been wiped out. There is, you know, some usage by some indigenous tribes here in now United States, but really most of, you know, United States and Canada is really mycophobic. So they're afraid of mushrooms. And so that was like even more compelling for me to dive in. You know, I was always a rebel. I was always someone on the fringe, like wanting to do things that nobody else was doing.
Yeah.
That was weird. And that just was cool for me. And that was like,
you're part of the weird crew, which I love.
Yeah. And mushrooms is definitely that. It's definitely on the fringe. It's definitely, they're weird.
Yes.
They're
funky.
They're cool. They're interesting. And so it wasn't until, long story short, I was in Ecuador studying different biodiversity of different ecosystems. Mm-hmm. And I was staying at this research station, number one biodiverse place on the planet, and was just seeing mushrooms everywhere, was studying leaf cutter ants, which actually cut pieces of leaves to grow fungus, and was studying them and was like finding all these cordyceps, which are mushrooms that grow out of insects' heads. And I was just like blown away. And at this research station, it was also land of the Warani people, which is a really famous Ecuadorian indigenous group. And it was also the site of an oil drilling site. And just seeing all that and interviewing a lot of the Warani people, multiple generations, and seeing the effects of like the oil drilling on their land, and how they're displacing their way of life, and the toxicity of this oil, then seeing like these unlined pits of oil just in the most biodiverse region of the world was just killing me. And at the same time as reading about, okay, fungi can clean up oil spills, right? And so it just hit home. It was like, mushrooms are cool. Fungi is incredible. And here's a chance to really make a difference in the world. So I came back home, got my degree in mycology, and wrote a book. It's about 230 pages, all about how fungi can clean up toxic waste in the world. And through that experience, it was like, okay, I got to make kind of a business about it. I got to pay my bills at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something I love. This is something that can pay the bills. This is something that the world needs, and it's something that I'm good at. Right. And so I decided to go back to why my beginnings, which is my health journey. And so I decided to focus on functional mushrooms as supplements, right? To support people's health and wellness at the same time of, you know, we plant up to 10,000 trees every year around the world. We take some of the proceeds from our supplements and we plant trees, right? To make the world more biodiverse and greener, and just revitalizing health inside and out.
Yeah,
and so important. You know, that's our mission. That's what we're about. Something I'm super passionate about, and there's no turning back. I already signed my life away to mushrooms.
Once you start a business, it is pretty much a big chunk of that. You know, you're like, okay, this is going to be what I'm doing for a long period of time. So you've got to love it. You got to stay committed. And it seems like you've been able to really grow something very beautiful that can really help people. So for someone who's really green on their mushroom journey, maybe they're just familiar with, you know, the mushrooms that they cook with. how, like, where would you lead them really to start understanding the benefits or for you and your experience with health, you know, how it can really benefit anyone to begin working with mushrooms on a wider scale?
Yeah, there's a few great books out there. There's the most recent documentary called Fantastic Fungi.
Oh, that's
it's a great start, right?
To get, it's a great one.
To get fascinated by fungi and to be like, wow, these are, you know, just to dip your toes in, right? And then, you know, another great book that just came out was Entangled Life by Merlin Sheldrick. And he does a beautiful job. I mean, he's so poetic in his writing of going a little deeper into fungi. I actually co-host the biggest mushroom podcast in the world called the Mushroom Revival Podcast. And we're about 100 episodes in. This is like spring 2021 at time of recording. And we bring on experts from all around the world to just geek out about different aspects of fungi. And we range from totally beginner episodes to very in-depth, like advanced. So it's really for anyone to walk in, and we're changing our style a little bit to be more user-friendly and a more narrative style. So kind of like an NPR report on fungi every week. And we're looking to do multiple a week, just kind of 101 bite-sized wow information all about fungi and mushrooms. So those are a couple good resources.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned NPR, because as soon as I heard your voice, which I'm sure you've heard before, you sound a lot like Guy Raz.
Wow, that's a great compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, he's amazing, and your voice sounds very similar. So I thought it was funny you said that. So makes sense. You know, I think that's a great way to, you know, bring education as a fellow podcaster. It's a really amazing platform to just begin. And, you know, our listeners here all clearly love podcasts. So that's I think that's a really good place to start, is to listen to your, you know, what you've already created. And some of these other benefits that are something we can receive from some of these, like, for example, the power of cordyceps. Can you kind of give us some enlightenment on what exactly those benefits are and how they can help energize us?
Totally. So cordyceps are our bread and butter. As I talked about finding all these cordyceps species in Ecuador, and they are a class of fungi. The scientific term is entomopathogenic fungi, which is a mouthful for fungi that attack insects in the wild. And it's pretty crazy. And if anyone has seen any BBC documentaries like Planet Earth, or I think it's Night on Earth or something like that, you'll see segments in there of these cordyceps in action and these time lapses that are super beautiful of mushrooms just popping out of these ants' heads. And, you know, it's right out of a science fiction movie, right? It's super sci-fi, super crazy. But for thousands of years, some of these species humans have used to support their health and wellness. And so one of the most famous species is in Tibet. It's called Ophiocordyceps sinensis. And it is a mushroom that grows out of the heads of caterpillars. And it grows in the Himalayas. It's super rare to find. It's really small. And it's actually worth its weight in gold, because people haven't figured out how to cultivate it until the last couple of years, where like two farms in China figured it out on a very small scale. You can only forage it at like 15,000 feet above sea level. And, you know, you got to get down on hands and knees and look for these little, really, really small, elusive mushrooms that don't even look like mushrooms, hiding in the grass. Mm. And they're like, you know, sometimes as big as your fingernail, just popping out of the ground. So they're really elusive. And so that's why they're worth so much. And they're used a lot in traditional Chinese herbalism. But here in North America, we have a species that is a cousin of that. And it shares a lot of the same functional compounds, which that other mushroom is known for, to support energy levels and athletic performance and you know, supporting our lung health and so many other incredible aspects. And that cordyceps is called Cordyceps militaris. and it's an orange Cheeto looking mushroom. It's super incredible. And it's really has the spotlight now in the US. It's booming. It's one of the most popular functional mushrooms here in the States.
Yeah.
And we figured out how to cultivate it. And that's, you know, it's kind of like, it is a lot cheaper because we can actually cultivate it. We don't have to go out in the wild and search at 15,000 feet for these little elusive things. But they also share a lot of the same compounds. So it is a lot more accessible. And so we started growing this mushroom. We were one of the first in the country to grow this mushroom. And we built the largest Cordyceps militaris mushroom farm in the Americas. And we were the first to be USDA certified organic.
Wow. And congratulations. I know that's a lot of work.
And it was so much fun. Yeah. I mean, we had so many days which we failed miserably, you know, trying to make this work, right? Because we didn't have references to go off of. There's such, you know, small amounts of information out there, and a lot of which we had to get translated from Mandarin or something else. And so this mushroom is super dear to us, and it has the two main molecules in there that are the most famous are cordycepin and adenosine. And if anyone has heard of ATP or adenosine triphosphate from, you know, your high school biology class, it mimics, basically your body can't tell the difference between cordycepin and adenosine. And that molecule is crucial for supporting your body's natural ability to make ATP, which is, you know, food for the mitochondria, and mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. So it's basically supporting your body's natural energy on a cellular level, right? Mm-hmm. And something that all functional mushrooms share is that they're all adaptogens, and some more than others, but adaptogens, what the hell is that? Adaptogens are herbs or mushrooms that support your body's natural ability to deal with occasional stress and fatigue. I, for one, could use that every day. I need it. It's so crucial for my everyday. I could not run a business. I cannot have written my book. I cannot function as a human being without that support. It is, you know, especially anyone living in the fast-paced, quote-unquote, Western world, society, you know, you need that support for your body. And the other aspect that all functional mushrooms share is that they support your immune system. And so they're packed with these compounds, most notably 1,3,1,6 beta glucans. And these beta glucans are, help support your immune system, and they're super, super important for the body. You know, those are two aspects that all functional mushrooms share, but cordyceps in particular is the energy mushroom, helps support your energy. And there's other mushrooms, right? Like lion's mane is another super popular mushroom, for also called the brain mushroom, supports cognitive function, memory, you know, overall brain health. And there's other mushrooms like reishi, to help support a sense of calm, help support our body's natural transition to get a healthy night's rest, and you know, our body's natural inflammation response, like post-workout or other like activities. Really potent adaptogen, really great for supporting the immune system. And you know, we work with 10 different mushrooms, and those three that I just mentioned are probably the most famous. And there's others like shiitake, maitake, turkey tail, and some others that really have a great supportive aspect for overall health and wellness.
Well, Earthlings, now seems like a really great time to take a little break and introduce to you a company and brand that I wholeheartedly love and adore with every beat of my heart. My dear soul sister and mastermind colleague, Arana Leah has, of course, this beautiful deck called the Moon Deck, and it is a healing oracle deck of 44 cards, an in-depth guidebook filled with insights and rituals to enhance intuition and self-love. As often as we are activists out in the earth, it's important for us to focus on our inner emotional well-being. And that's what this card deck really supports us with. It has sold tens and thousands of decks around the globe and has become a favorite amongst card collectors and any newbies that have been working with oracle decks. It can be used as an oracle guide, a daily tool for reflection and meditation, or simply tarot-inspired spreads. The Moon Deck is printed on FCS certified paper using plant-based ink and is currently expanding their ritual product line while sourcing mindfully. So I always love highlighting companies and brands that really have a soul and a spirit and a conscious awareness of the planet in mind. And if you're looking for a new deck to work with, the Moon Deck is your deck. Head on over to themoondeck.com and enter code Mother Earth to get 10% off. That's themoondeck.com, and that's code Mother Earth to get 10% off. Today's podcast is brought to you by Clarity, the complete, non-toxic, zero-waste, all-natural home cleaning solution, co-founded and created by yours truly. Clarity naturally cleans your home without using harmful chemicals, protects the environment with zero waste packaging, is convenient and cost-saving by delivering concentrates directly to your door, and best of all, it makes cleaning fun. It's simple and affordable to bring Clarity to your home. Grab one of our zero waste home cleaning kits to get you started, or the ready-to-go all-purpose bottle, and you have everything you need to remove toxic chemicals and plastics from your cleaning ritual. Sign up for a subscription to receive our concentrate refills, and you have everything you need without a trip to the grocery store. Simply visit Clarity, that's spelled Clarity.com, and use the promo code ECOTRIBE for your exclusive 10% off discount. Thank you so much for being part of this New Earth community and making our world a greener place. I have a feeling that you have a pretty incredible morning elixir that you probably make with mushrooms. How do you start your day?
Oh, that's a great question. I love coffee, and this is something, you know, I don't have a lot, and I don't have it every day, mm-hmm. but it does help with a lot of fat. So I throw a ton of coconut oil, MCT oils in there, a ton of, you know, milk. And I also mix it with a lot of our mushroom extracts. So, you know, 10 mushrooms in total, and I'll just throw it in there. And that's a great elixir to start out first, but then I'll also follow that really, really quickly with a ton of water, with electrolytes and some more mushrooms. And that just helps hydrate me and not just rely on coffee, obviously. And coffee is interesting. It is a plant, it is natural, but the difference between, you know, a cordyceps energy versus a coffee is that coffee tends, you know, you get that short burst and then you crash in the afternoon. It's not really sustainable in the long run. And it actually suffocates your brain. So your body gets in this fight or flight mode. Mm-hmm. And your body's literally like, I'm going to die. And so let's pump some endorphins into your body to get you a false sense of energy. And then you keep that up for, you know, how many hours, and then you crash, right? Cordyceps, as I was explaining before, works on a more natural way to support your body's natural ability to make energy, rather than this kind of false way of making energy. And, you know, it's more sustainable in the long run. And so you can think of it like, if you are a machine, it's really like lubricant for your gears. Or if you're a candle, you like to burn your candle at both ends, it's just a longer wick and more wax, you know, so you can just keep living your optimal life.
I love that. I love making elixirs in the morning, and I started working with powders and different mushrooms just because I stopped drinking coffee, and sometimes I'll have it every now and then. I love coffee, but my nervous system does not. And so I think that once mushrooms, as I think many of us have probably realized, mushrooms, I feel like, are getting a spotlight, well-deserved right now, with so many amazing, brilliant people that are bringing it to the forefront, you included. And I think it's nice to have another option now, whereas coffee was just like the obvious go-to in the morning. And I've definitely seen such a increase in my overall energy, like stability and it being sustainable throughout the day versus, you know, having that initial rush of energy that feels really good. And of course, then it doesn't last. So I think that that's beautiful. And it looks like you have tinctures. So your elixirs that you make with mushrooms are formulated into a liquid. Is that correct?
Yeah. And if anyone doesn't know what a tincture is, it's kind of a niche and it is a liquid extract. And so think of it like a powder that is more bioavailable in a liquid form. And so with a tincture, it really became more popularized with CBD in an oil. But, you know, herbalists have been using tinctures for as long as alcohol was, or high proof alcohol was around. And, you know, it we're able to absorb those bioactive functional compounds sublingually. So we're able to bypass the liver and absorb up to 95% of these functional compounds, as opposed to sometimes a powder, a capsule. I mean, it's all what you're comfortable with, right? I'm not bashing those. I think they're incredible. I take them every day. But a lot of times our body has trouble, especially how those things are extracted and what the capsule shell is made out of.
Right.
We're only probably absorbing like 50%, right? And it's a lot slower. We actually have to have our body actually digest that before the compounds enter our bloodstream. And so tinctures allow us to get that almost immediately into our bloodstream and actually absorb a lot more of those bioactive compounds. But if you're listening to this, you know, depending on when you're listening to this, we're actually releasing 4 other product lines this year in 2021. And we're trying to make it easier for people to bridge that gap between their everyday habits, their everyday self, and the incredible world of functional mushrooms, and try to make it as easy as possible for all groups of people who have different habits and who know different transmission techniques. So,
okay, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's really important to know, you know, the difference between the powders and the tinctures, because I think, like you said, our bodies, everybody reacts differently to everything. And I find it really fascinating the way that you can extract things from nature. Nature is such a beautiful gift to us, you know. And in my personal experience, watching the fungi documentary, it really shed light onto the biodiversity that is occurring beneath the soil. And I'd love for you to also, you know, for those who haven't maybe watched that documentary, give us some insight on, you know, how is all of that fungi working within the ecosystem to really create a benefit to the plants, the trees, and us, and all those other elements.
Oh yeah, of course. And one of my favorite topics. So fungi, the first fungi I ever found on planet Earth was 1 billion years old. And, you know, there was, that was in a low water aquatic area. And then, so the first terrestrial fungi was probably around 850 million years old in the Congo. And around 700 million years ago, we get lichen, which is a symbiosis between the first fungi and a cyanobacteria, which is just like an algae, so to speak, or a photosynthetic organism. And throughout time, you know, through that symbiosis, we get early plants and we get, you know, these things called prototaxites around, you know, 480 million years ago, which are just like huge, ginormous, they look like termite mounds, and they're huge, or like trunks of trees without any of the branches. And actually, when we found fossils, we cut them and not we, but scientists, they cut them and they almost saw like rings of a tree. They're like, okay, this is like an old prehistoric tree. This is so cool. They did DNA analysis. They figured out it was up to 95% fungi. I'm like, wow, this is so weird. This is like your giant mushrooms, but they're these lichen. And you, if you don't know what lichen are, they're, you know, you probably see them on park benches or on the bark of trees or on rocks, those greenish looking foliage. You'll probably know what I'm talking about, but these are just different forms of those, right? And over time, through that symbiosis, we get early plants and these things called mycorrhizal fungi. And mycorrhizal fungi are just fungi that attach to the plant roots, and they help the plants sequester water. So if it's in a drought, they can slowly drip feed water to the plant, and they can mine nutrients in the soil and trade it with the plant. And also, it's almost like the internet of the forest. So it's the wood wide web of the forest where they can connect through this mycelial network. And mycelium is just the roots of a mushroom, basically. And they can use this network to communicate with other plants, plant to plant, send nutrients to another plant. So if one tree is getting a ton of nutrients and sunlight and is thriving, another one is in the shade and it's in a nutrient lacking soil section, the tree that's thriving can actually send nutrients to the other one. And that is helping the whole health of the forest. And, you know, soil fungi, this mycorrhizal fungi, can actually hold up to 70% of the soil carbon. And it's doing an incredible job at helping fight climate change. And so this is why we have to, you know, protect our soils, right? And prevent creating dirt, but create soil, this really microbial rich environment. And through that evolution over time, you know, we also get endophytic fungi. So these fungi that are actually in the cell walls of these plants, and they're responsible for a lot of the compounds that we thought were actually coming from plants. And, you know, some people that are looking for drugs, you know, in the Amazon rainforest, they're collecting all these different species and scanning them for all these compounds that they can use for pharma. They're realizing that what they thought for so long, for thousands of years, was a quote unquote functional plant is actually a fungi inside of it. So an example would be spearmint. So I'm sure people know the smell and taste of spearmint.
Yeah.
That's actually coming from a fungi inside the plant.
Wow.
And this is just one prime example that I like to give, but it's happening more and more, and we're just finding all these different examples of this. So, and it's really our human body as well. Like, we're diving deeper into the micro and microbiome, and we're realizing that we're like 90% other organisms, right? We're just a transit bus for a bunch of bacteria and fungi. And, you know, 90% of our serotonin is produced in our gut, and 70% of our immune system. And we have fungi all over our skin, in our mouths, in our gut. And it has a huge effect on our health as well, right? And we're not separate from nature. We're just an extension. And we're just one of the many organisms playing its part. So fungi are elusive. They're in the shadows doing the most important work for our ecosystems.
Wow. I just love that they have this network that they can communicate. I think that is incredibly fascinating. And it really brings the thought around how we're all connected, and how everything that is in nature really brings us to this mystery of, you know, how dynamic everything plays a role. And, you know, to then ingest these mushrooms just I think really, you know, in my experience, gets me connected to the earth and the roots of the soil, and kind of creates that grounding energy that, you know, we often need in this very heady, fast-paced world.
Absolutely. And, you know, I talk about functional mushrooms for health and wellness. And, you know, you can take a tincture, powder, a capsule, but going back to your one of your first questions of how I connect to the land, and talking about how when people start to get interested in fungi, their whole world opens up and they connect more with the land around them and these and plants. They see plants in a different way, right? Yeah. And it's not just a plant anymore. It's this biological symphony of all these different organisms, fungi included, and it's no longer just a tree, right? And the second, this is kind of Zen Buddhism philosophy right here, but like the second we see a tree and label it a tree, you know, our whole world stops. And fungi helped me especially have this childlike view on the world around me and just crumbling my old paradigms of what I thought the world was. Yeah. And, you know, all the things I'm probably saying on this podcast in a year or so with more exploration, I'll probably crumble it even more and find a new layer and lens of how infinite and diverse the universe is, which is super fascinating.
What are some of your favorite mushrooms to work with?
The number one is cordyceps. And it goes into, you know, what I was talking about in the beginning of why I like mushrooms so much is because they're on the fringe, they're interesting, they're unique. Cordyceps are that of mushrooms. They're one of the most unique mushrooms and fungi ever. I mean, to be able to take over and colonize like an insect, an ant, or whatever it is, and actually secrete chemicals to influence its behavior and then wrap around its muscles and be able to control its movement actually and play it like a puppet. I mean, it's kind of sick. It's twisted, but it's it's weird. It's like that is happening in nature. And if that is, what is happening? Right. And that, and they're, you know, coming from a mushroom cultivation background, most mushrooms you grow in pretty much the same way, but cordyceps are really different. So most mushrooms grow on wood, and if you grow out in the woods, you'll see a lot of them growing on like a dead tree that just fell over. And so mushroom cultivators will grow it in the same way. And they'll take a bag of like sawdust and you cut a hole in the side and it'll pop out of that hole. Cordyceps are weird because they grow on bugs. And just going back to like our farm, we didn't use any bugs. And we had to develop this recipe that was totally vegan, totally bug-free, using like rice and some other ingredients. And we had to figure out like, okay, this isn't a traditional way of how to grow it. How can we do it in a jar? And so that it's a cool challenge to work with them. And I'm constantly fascinated by that mushroom.
I think that, you know, we can't really talk about mushrooms without mentioning psilocybin. And I, you know, have had many, many experiences with this on my own personal level. And I know many people are really interested or investigating getting into that. And, you know, I think there's many different ways to go about it. I'm curious as to, you know, your own journey and what benefits you have received, or, you know, the conversation around microdosing and, you know, how someone can really get into that, do it safely, and really what are some of the benefits?
I love psilocybin containing mushrooms. They have changed my life in such a huge way. They helped me get off my addiction and help change my relationship towards nicotine and tobacco. Mm-hmm. In such a healthy way. And now I use it in ceremony rather than this addictive drug. Mm-hmm. So that was just crucial for me. At one point I was smoking 2 packs a day and was really, really chugging hard on those cancer sticks. And they working with mushrooms just totally changed the switch on that. Yeah. And with so many other things like my own mental health issues and Just on a daily basis, I microdose a lot and I love it, right? It's that a lot of biohackers will talk about, you only need that 1% change.
Right.
So a lot of people are looking for this drastic change, which you eat 5 grams of mushrooms in complete darkness, you will have that drastic change, right? Like, but you know, sometimes it's intense and you don't really need it. And what you really need is just that 1% change every day, you know, just 1% better, 1% in that right direction. And if you look back in like 90 days or, you know, a year, like, wow, I have totally pivoted my life. And that's what microdosing does. It's that 1% that it takes you out of your everyday paradigm of how you think the universe works and just tilts it just a little bit. So you get a different perspective on the world around you. And something as mundane as like filling up a glass of water is like, wow, water is like 70% of the world. It's so amazing. And just the taste of it, the feeling, something about just eating fruit, it makes life magical. Whatever you're doing, the most mundane thing becomes really special. And it's that tapping into that childlike nature, which is our true nature. It's really, you know, all these societal burdens really just suck the soul out of us. But to come back to that childlike awe and enthusiasm about life, like that's where the juicy part of life is. And for me, psilocybin is just that, you know, that first aid kit, that just, you know, that USB memory card download bringing me back home, right? And I feel actually more in my body and at home and at peace when I work with those mushrooms. So I'm super excited to see more people have access to this and you know, in a clinical setting and also recreational setting, because I think it's potent and it's cheap to grow. And I think, and it's easy and it can grow all around the world. And it's also special that if you look throughout history for thousands of years, pretty much all cultures all around the planet have had some sort of sacred relationship with psilocybin containing mushrooms. So it's really mushrooms for the people, right? Mm. And it's this really inviting portal that everyone can work with. And if you're skeptical, there is a really good book by Michael Pollan, How to Change Your Mind. And I've heard that book changing a lot of people's minds around psilocybin containing mushrooms and other things. So if you are listening to this, you're skeptical, you know, look at the trials that are going on. There's some great human clinical trials on all these different things, from addiction to end of life care to OCD to cluster headaches and you name it, right? And then reading that book just gives a really introductory, soft view to this landscape that you can take your first step.
Yeah, and I think it's really powerful that, you know, there is this rise of the conversation happening so that it is normalized and it's not foreign to us to be, you know, reaching these altered states in maybe, you know, in small ways or big ways. And the conversation around, you know, tapping into our subconscious to really be able to rewrite stories to go into and create change that we are really inviting into our lives is incredibly beautiful that it is now, you know. And I think just by studying so many different ancient cultures and the mysteriousness that, you know, their rituals and their ceremonies. I just got back from a hike studying the petroglyphs in Mexico where I'm staying. And, you know, like you said, in every culture in history, we have been performing ceremonies, rituals to connect to our higher selves or source or, you know, whatever you intend to call it. And now that we have these tools available, even though they've been here forever. But I think just the fact that it's being a little bit more normalized and the skeptics can really have more information to really dive into if that's a path that is being called. I think it is just absolutely phenomenal. The amount of research, the amount of work that has been going into the studies of all this. Well, Alex, I mean, this has all been so beneficial. I feel like we could rip on this topic and geek out on mushrooms for a long time, just like I'm sure you feel when you get, you're a podcaster as well. So I'm sure you feel me on that. This has been great. Thank you so much for this wealth of information. And I have a couple more questions for you before we wrap this up. First of all, where can everybody find you? You have built an incredible company called Mushroom Revival, and I'm sure people who are interested in working with your tinctures would love to, you know, go check it out. So where can we find you?
Yeah, I mean, we're on all social media platforms, so you can just look up Mushroom Revival, and kind of our main platform where you can find all of our information is on our website at mushroomrevival.com. And we write like 12 blog posts a month.
Wow.
And we released a podcast every week. We're trying to do 2 a week, all about mushrooms. And we have a whole line of functional mushroom products as well. So you can get a lot of free content on there. And if you love our stuff and you want to, you know, incorporate functional mushrooms into your health, we have at the time of recording, we have 4 main tinctures. So one for energy, one for focus, one for calm, and one for overall immune support and that adrenal support. And if, you know, I'll give your listeners a little coupon code just for your community, and it's NU Earth. So New Earth.
Okay. Great.
Without the umlaut. So yes. I'm not going to make you figured out how to do an umlaut over your over your U, but it's all capital letters NU Earth for 15% off your first purchase. So if you want to try functional mushrooms, that is a great way to start.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. I think that will really be amazing for anyone who's interested in getting started. And I really appreciate that these are in tinctures, because it's kind of easier. Because I use, I also work with flower remedies, and the essences of that is really nice to just kind of drop in my coffees in the morning or the teas or whatever tincture elixir I'm having. So I think you guys all will really love this if you are even, you know, just getting started on your mushroom journey or you're kind of deeply into it. I think this is a great, another product to try. And, okay, this last question, I want you to get as realistic or imaginative. You can kind of have fun with this. It just depends on how you want to answer. But if you were to tap into the vision of the new earth, what would it look like to you?
That's a great question.
It's a deep one. Yeah.
I think that the faster we can realize that we're not the star of the show, that we are not so important as Homo sapiens, as humans, and we're just, you know, a speck of the billions of different organisms on this planet, but then our planet is just a speck in the wide universe. I think the faster we humble ourselves down, the faster we can get to this symbiosis with the world around us. And that's really, I think, the grand illusion of modern civilization for humans is our disillusion of thinking we're separate, right? And thinking that we're not animals, that we're not biological organisms, and somehow we're better or above the world, or above the planet. And we're just inhabitants for a very short time on this planet. And, you know, if we keep going in our trajectory, we won't, as a species, we won't have that much time left. And so the faster that we humble down and just create a symbiosis, not only with ourselves, we have a lot to work on you know, interspecies, mm-hmm. like in between ourselves, we got to get our shit together and just love each other already because,
yeah,
you know, that's just step one. Then we got to love all the other species and the world we're on. And then, you know, I don't think we're alone. So we got to love our alien brothers and sisters and then AI when they come, or else, you know, time is clicking. So,
yeah. That's a really great point to make and really well said. So we will all hold that vision together with you. And I think that that's, you know, when we get to that space, and I really feel like so many of us on that path and really cultivating that type of awareness and really loving ourselves and doing that work and loving others is a revolution or whatever you want to call it. You know, we're really creating more love frequencies on this planet. So I absolutely adore that. Alex, this has been great. Thank you so much for your mushroom medicine for the day or your mushroom insight. It's been really great. And I can't wait to actually try your products because I'm also really into mushrooms. So thank you so much for being here. And hopefully we will connect soon. And thank you all for listening to New Earth Podcast. Please go check out Alex and his amazing products and his work, his podcast. He has a lot of stuff to offer. And I know you will love and enjoy it. Bye for now, everyone. I'll see you next week.
Namale ma Lewlin.